This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It was a ruling that set the course for one of the most anticipated trials in recent memory. Brian Koberger, accused of the brutal murders of four University of Idaho students, will face the possibility of the death penalty if convicted. Judge Stephen Hippler's decision landed with the weight of a gavel slamming down, not just on legal arguments, but on the very questions of morality and justice Idaho's courts will now navigate. The judge's 55-page ruling, released to the public late Wednesday, dismantled the defense's multifaceted argument against capital punishment. Hippler's rejection wasn't a mere dismissal. It was a resolute affirmation of settled law, grounded in precedent from both Idaho and the U.S. Supreme Courts. The message was clear. The death penalty remains a lawful and viable consequence for the most heinous crimes. And according to prosecutors, Koberger's alleged acts committed in the quiet sanctity of a rental home near the University of Idaho campus more than qualify. The defense team had hoped to sideline the death penalty with a legal chess match. They argued that Idaho's system was riddled with inconsistencies, unconstitutionally applied, and failed to meet modern standards of decency. Citing international human rights norms and pointing to the state's inability to carry out executions over the past 12 years, they sought to portray capital punishment as an anachronistic and broken mechanism. But Hippler's response was surgical. In his order, he noted the absence of significant societal shifts or legislative actions that could justify departing from established law. Relief in the defendant's favor is not warranted on any of the motions, he wrote, leaving no room for ambiguity. This ruling wasn't just a legal win for prosecutors. It was a gut punch to the defense and a pivotal moment for the victims' families. In the courtroom, the raw emotions were palpable. Madison Mogan's mother, Karen Laramie, shared an emotional embrace during a court recess. Madison's father, Benjamin Mogan, also voiced his support for the prosecution's approach, though his method was quieter. In an email to the Idaho Statesman, he wrote, "I would land on the side opposite of what he and his defense want." For Koberger, this ruling was yet another blow in a case that has unfolded like a relentless drumbeat of evidence, accusations, and public scrutiny. Since his arrest in December 2022, his defense team has worked tirelessly to counter the narrative of his guilt. Yet, the mountain of evidence allegedly tying him to the Moscow crime scene through DNA, cell phone records, and a white Hyundai Elantra seen near the victim's home has proven difficult to overcome. Now, with the shadow of the death penalty looming larger than ever, the stakes for Koberger's defense have reached their zenith. Idaho's death penalty system itself became a secondary character in this unfolding legal drama. With nine individuals currently on death row and no executions carried out in over a decade, the state's ability or inability to carry out its most severe sentences became a focal point of the defense's arguments. They highlighted this inconsistency as a critical flaw, but prosecutors countered that it was irrelevant to the law's constitutionality. Hippler's ruling sided firmly with the latter, reinforcing that the law's existence and enforcement are separate matters. The families of the victims, however, are less concerned with the broader implications of Idaho's capital punishment system. For them, this is deeply personal. The loss of their children has left wounds that time alone cannot heal. Every court hearing, every motion filed, and every argument debated serves as both a reminder of their unimaginable loss and a step closer to the justice they seek. Meanwhile, Koberger's own family has largely remained out of the spotlight, issuing a single public statement through his prior defense attorney shortly after his arrest. Expressing their sympathy for the victims' families, they acknowledge the sadness of the tragedy while pledging their continued love and support for their son. But Koberger's mother, Mary Ann, once publicly opposed the death penalty, calling it state-sanctified murder in a letter to the editor more than a decade ago. The irony is hard to ignore as her son now faces the very punishment she once decried. As the trial draws nearer, Judge Hippler's ruling ensures that the death penalty will remain a centerpiece of the case. The decision not only sets the stage for a dramatic courtroom showdown, but also signals that Idaho's justice system is prepared to enforce its laws, no matter how contentious. For now, the focus shifts to the trial, where the evidence, the arguments, and the emotional testimonies will converge in a quest for justice. But as the victims' families prepare for the long road ahead, they hold on to one belief: that the fight for their children is worth every battle they face in the courtroom. This case has brought out every raw nerve in our collective understanding of justice, morality, and the boundaries of what society can and should tolerate. For many, Brian Koberger isn't just a defendant. He's become a symbol. A symbol of what happens when we wrestle with the darkest parts of our justice system and ask ourselves if we truly have the stomach to carry out what we demand. Think about it. Four young lives, full of promise, brutally extinguished in their own sanctuary. That's the crime Koberger is accused of committing. It's hard to think of a more intimate or horrifying violation, but does that horror alone justify the ultimate punishment? And if it does, how do we reconcile that with the reality that Idaho hasn't executed anyone in over a decade? Are we seeking justice or revenge? Can we even tell the difference anymore? Kaylee's family have been vocal and unwavering in their support for the death penalty, and who could blame them? Their daughter was ripped away in an act of violence that no parent could ever prepare for. They're not interested in theories or morality debates. For them, this is about accountability, about a punishment that matches the crime. And honestly, isn't that the instinct most of us would have if we were in their shoes? But then there's the other side, the one Koberger's defense team has leaned on heavily. The idea that capital punishment is a relic, inconsistent, flawed, and in some eyes, downright barbaric. They pointed out that Idaho can't even seem to follow through on its own death sentences. They've argued that this isn't justice. It's theater. And let's not forget Koberger's mother, Marianne, who once passionately opposed the death penalty. Imagine being her right now. Imagine watching your child face a punishment you've spent your life fighting against. There's also a bigger question that lingers. If this case doesn't warrant the death penalty, what does? We've got four young people stabbed in the night in what prosecutors are calling a meticulously planned crime. If this isn't a case for capital punishment, are we saying there's no case for it at all? These are the moral gray areas we don't like to sit with, but we have to. Because at the end of the day, this isn't just about Brian Koberger or the victims or even the families. It's about us as a society and how we define justice. And right now, we're being forced to look at some very uncomfortable truths. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening, and be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.